You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the BV Nordic Centre was a buzz of activity this past weekend as they held two qualifying races for the BC Winter Games, being held this year in Trail and Roslyn, BC from February 25th to March 1st. More than 1,200 athletes will descend on the Kootenays to compete in 15 winter sports, including classic and skate ski events, and several competitors from the Bulkley Valley will be headed to the festivities in a few weeks. This past weekend, nearly 100 competitors came to the BV Nordic Centre to see if they could qualify for the BC Winter Games in all divisions as young as 8 years old up to the Masters division. CICK News was on the scene at the BV Nordic Centre to see what it takes to get ready for the competitive season and qualify for the BC Winter Games. Stay with us.
Bye.
We're here at the BV Nordic Centre to take in two races this weekend for Classic and Skate Ski. There are a number of divisions that are vying to qualify for the BC Winter Games. And of course, as you heard at the gates there, everyone gets a beep to make sure that they hit their timing properly before they head out of the gate, the starting gates, on a time trial and a mass start for the Skate Ski. As you can hear, we are at the main event right now. Skiers are going through the gates right now, doing a number of tracks, 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers, and 5 kilometer runs. But a lot of the work to get here starts before the athletes get into the tracks or onto the starting gates. It really begins in the waxing hut, where you can hear scraping of wax and making sure that the proper wax is put on the right skis. Different for classic and skate skis. Different temperatures require different kinds of waxes. And so we're going to see what it takes to kind of get the tools ready to go that you need to make a successful competition.
What type of wax, like what are you guys going to do today to make a successful run?
Those are warming up, yeah. Well, we went through a whole bunch of testing, rounds and rounds of testing, glide and grip. And there's lots of steps involved. And put on some nice hard blue wax and some clister binder and got some good grip and good glide.
Sounds very scientific.
It's more like a black magic art.
Alchemy.
Alchemy, yeah.
Today's classic races, so what's the difference
between
waxing up a classic versus a skate ski?
A classic ski requires grip wax and glide wax, and a skate ski is just glide wax.
Allie Howard, events director, BV Nordic.
Allie, can you just describe to us what is going on here today?
This weekend, so today's Saturday, tomorrow we've got racing as well. It's the Tech Northern Cups 1 and 2, Chris Daly Open, and BC Games qualifiers. So we've got a lot going on this weekend. We are hosting 3 races, a classic that just happened. Then we'll have a team sprint event in the afternoon, which is skate technique or free technique. But it's an exhibition event, and tomorrow we'll have a mass start free race as well. So today's classic was interval start.
In terms of the size of this tournament or this competition, is this a big one for the year?
It is a bit bigger this year than some years that we have. So that was great to see turnout. We had actually a number of adults doing it, which is terrific because it's not just for our younger skiers.
Well, the other question was, what does it take to pull something like this off? Because you clearly have like a lot of technology. There's quite a bit going on.
There is quite a bit going on. Several divisions.
What does it take to pull this off?
About 60 volunteers. So we had 96 racers today, and I think we have close, if you include the ski boosters group, which we've hired to cater the lunch for us. Yeah. If you include the ski boosters and then the on-course volunteers, probably 60 volunteers for 96 racers. So it's a big undertaking, no matter how many people sign
Friends
up to race.
Friends on the podium right now. All you kiddos there, we can't have people battling on there, okay?
Just action everywhere today.
Everybody get hurt smashing their head on the podium.
Okay.
Obviously, this is a fairly sizable club for the town of Smithers, for the Bulkley Valley. What's kind of the draw that the speciality of this place? It seems that this is growing and that the infrastructure, especially, is growing as well. We got the Cirque here, the stadium. There are expanding trails that just add more and more kilometers every year. What is this? Why is this place so special and unique for the Bulkley Valley?
It's all been grassroots driven, like volunteer driven, though the club has expanded. I mean, it did just expand dramatically in COVID. So we were actually a good story with COVID. Our numbers shot up and we expected them to kind of decrease. But once again, we're up above 1,200 members, I think, now. Again, for the 2025-26 season. And that's because the infrastructure has increased. Last year, the amazing new groomer came, and so that's created a lot of excitement because people know that the trails are going to be immaculate. Like, we've got an ace grooming team that is out late at night and early in the morning to provide outstanding grooming, and like that goes really a long way to getting people jazzed about skiing.
Hey, I'm jazzed about skiing when that happens. What do you love about this place?
Oh, so much. I mean, just the vibes. I didn't grow up skiing. And it's such a welcoming environment. Like today we have a ton of new volunteers who haven't participated in a race before. And so they're seeing everything and they're excited about it, which means that that'll trickle down. They'll tell their friends. Like I am never really worried about getting the volunteers out, because once people volunteer once, they kind of see it and they get excited about it. There's so much about it. I have specific trails that I love doing. It's just so nice to be outside. It's quiet. It can be. Today it isn't. There's always a lot of stuff going on up here. We have all sorts of special events. Our next big race is not until the Loppet, so we've got a big break until March. The reason that we have a race this weekend over the holidays, which can be tricky for finding people to help, we had no problem, which is terrific. Thank you so much to our greater community for coming out to help, but it was because of the BC Games qualifier, so we have to host that every 2 years, and it has to be this weekend in order to get the kids qualified. So we don't have a race again until the Loppet, which is always our biggest event of the year. We anticipate, over 300 people coming, doing all sorts of disciplines. So get ready for that. You've got 3 months or 2.5 months to get ready for it. Lots of time. We'll need tons of volunteers. There are more volunteers for the Loppet than there are for today. But before that, we've got McBike Welcome Day on the 15th of February, and we need volunteers for that, and that's a day of free skiing, and we have free rentals for McBike, and we'll have a ton of people who have never even been on snow coming up for that, because the Elms program from Smithers Community Services brings up a busload of people who are new to Smithers, often new to Canada, and they get out on skis. So I really love that event. I think it could be one of our real flagship events, and I hope we can build that up this year.
Sure, I'm Robbie Dunbar, and I'm the Chief of Competition for the Bulkley Valley Cross Country Ski Club.
All right, Chief of Competition. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about the competition that we just saw earlier today.
This is the Tech Northern Cup. It's a cross-country BC race series that happens across northern BC from Quesnel. It may include 100 Mile, I'm not certain, but our whole northern region does this Tech Cup, Northern Cup series. So BV Nordic Center is hosting both number one and number two of that series. Today was number one. It's a classic race where folks ski in a diagonal pattern in the tracks, and then tomorrow is race number two, and it's a skate technique.
Yeah. Cool. It seems like Bulkley Valley Nordic here punches above its weight. We have, you know, quite a bit of technology here and the gates, and it just seemed like a well-oiled machine when this was all happening, and there was lots going on. What could you tell me about kind of the divisions that that took off earlier, maybe some of the terrain that they were dealing with?
Yeah, for sure. So I got it here. We got our, it's all divided by age, and we had, I think, four different courses today, and our race, it's all put together with volunteers, and there's a bit of a structure that we can lean on from Cross Country BC and Nordic Canada about how to host a race. So that's what our club leans on. And we had used the existing trails and create courses there. And they're all based on distances for certain ages. So we had the youngest participants today, which are the U8s. These are kids born in like 2018, 2020. And they're skiing like 700 meters today, 770 meters, all the way up to our oldest folks. We're skiing two times, 2.5K, so 5K. And yeah, it was awesome showing. I think there was about 100 skiers out on trail today racing, and another 80 volunteers. So I think that's how we do a race like this, is with so many volunteers from the community, even visiting clubs. Some of those folks will volunteer. And yeah, so much fun.
As the head honcho of the race today, you know, what does it take for you and to also, you said this was a BC qualifier, what does it take to ensure that everything goes off without a hitch, and that you actually are able to see some athletes qualify for the BC Games?
We do a process, so we have to submit our race plan to Cross Country BC for sanctioning to ensure that that's a fair trial, that because they're competing against the rest of the province and all the different zones. We're zone 7 for the BC Winter Games, so we're sending kids on out to that event in February. And this, to run this race, we had to set all of our distances out, submit those to CCBC, ensure that everybody's doing the right distance, have a course that's appropriately timed. So all of that's heavy volunteering to make sure all those logistics, like some of the technology you talk about, we use a timing system and have a lot of volunteers running timing machines so that it's a fair competition.
Just the last thing for you, you know, in terms of where does BV Nordic kind of lay amongst the other tracks that some of these kids will probably have to end up doing throughout the season?
I think it's a great facility. The course here is, I think, comparable. Everywhere has different terrain, different steep hills, or different how those courses are laid out is going to be variable across the province. I think we've had such a super year with like lots of snow at the Nordic Center this year. Our grooming team has been able to do some awesome track setting. We've got a great stadium set up. I think one of our course volunteers he's volunteered elsewhere, and he says like BV Nordic here in Smithers has a really great setup for the stadium. We have this huge layout here that folks, we can all watch the finishes and the starts, and I think we provide a great opportunity for kids to get into skiing and see the excitement of a race.
What keeps you going on a cold day running a race like this? What do you love about it?
I love being in a community that's active and so many people in this community dig in to volunteer, and it's really encouraging to me. It's infectious. We had a DJ here. Even one of our folks was like, there's a DJ at this race, and I'm like, yeah, we got a DJ. And it was just super great vibe and really, really awesome energy here. So
Robbie, thank you so much. Good luck today.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming by.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.